Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Anna Michelle, and you are listening to the Self-Worth Summit, where we have all gathered together to experience a great life, inner confidence, and amazing abundance. And the Self-Worth Summit has been a magical ride to a newfound space of love, empowerment, and endless possibilities. And you are the one who has made all the difference by your willingness to be a catalyst for change, that against any odds and no matter what, you've given faith a chance because you can overcome anything and you will prevail. By divine right, you have the power to break through and transform your life. And it takes courage, and it takes strength, and it takes personal mastery. So I want you to congratulate yourself for even being on this call and for taking a stand for yourself that you don't want to just get by with the status quo. You want an extraordinary life. And to guide us there tonight is a very special bonus Q&A call with our esteemed and honored catalyst for the evolution of the human soul, Maureen Moss. Before we begin with tonight's exclusive seminar, I want to make sure that you have all the answers that you seek. So feel free to ask your questions on this website page, selfworthsummit.com/live, and we will answer your very important questions a little later in the seminar. So I want to share with you a little more about tonight's very special speaker. For more than 30 years, Maureen Moss has been called a catalyst for evolution in the human soul, and she has dedicated her life's work to humanity's shift from human nature to divine nature. Maureen is the 5-time award-winning author, global keynote, soul-moving motivational speaker, president of the World Puja Network, the world leader in empowerment internet radio, and an energy transformer. Maureen's unique and experiential classes taught worldwide with her latest Birthing the Heart and Mind of God have been heralded as true game changers. Maureen's been featured in the book Living an Uncommon Life by John St. Augustine with such luminaries as Oprah Winfrey, Christopher Reeve, John Denver, and Dr. Wayne Dyer. And when asked why she is passionate about the work that she continues to do, Maureen's answer is, "This is my calling. Humanity is my calling. And now, at the most pivotal time in our human evolution, I am deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet." And I personally know Maureen to be a lifeline when you are ready to step into the next dimension of your life. If you're ready to break through and fully come to know this divine new world, then Maureen will lead you there. So it is without further ado, and it is an honor to have her back. Welcome, Maureen, to the Self-Worth Summit.
Thank you, Anna, and thank you for inviting me back. It's such a pleasure, as always, to be with you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. To begin with, we have a special gift. Maureen is going to take us through a breathing exercise and invocation to raise our vibrations and elevate our self-worth. So, Maureen, if you are ready, I would love for you to do us the honors.
I would love to. Thank you so much. And this is how I always begin all of my classes, is by using our breaths. And right now, our breath is the most surefire way also to raise our vibrations on many levels. I think the greatest responsibility, Anna, that we have right now as human beings is to do everything we can to raise our own vibrational field so that we can be the carriers of light and love and express the God qualities of beauty and harmony and balance and creativity and love. And this can only occur when one allows the old ways of illusions and fears and karmic patterns of the past to die, and the parts of ourselves that are no longer serving us to die off. And so what we'll do is I'll begin with a breath, many breaths actually, and I will guide you through each breath. that you take, and I'll explain a little bit as we move along. But suffice it to say, I believe that you will all feel a shift if you just notice in your bodies, in your minds, and in your hearts. So when you take each breath, I invite you to breathe as though you were taking a breath of God into you. So what does a breath of God into you mean? It means breathing in the energy of love and the energy of light into you consciously. And it means by this one action that you are expanding yourself and bringing peace into yourself and quickly shifting your vibration. So it's from the divine that, of course, our breath comes to us. Now and going forward, every single breath that you take, you will be conscious of the value of each precious breath of yours for so many reasons that you will soon discover as this next few months, as we close out this cycle, becomes ever more insidious, if you will, in demanding our attention, and your greatest asset will be your breath. So, in the meantime, focus on God in whatever way is comfortable to you, or Spirit, or Buddha, or Yeshua, or whatever is comfortable for you to call the God of your being. I will use the word God. And you can even just focus on the feeling of love. Though really connect to that feeling, whatever it is, whether it's God, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Yeshua, whatever it is. It's really important that you make that connection with your breath so that it actually does something for you, okay? And make every single breath sacred, allowing the light and the love of God of you that you breathe to fill you. And then when you exhale today, if you will please breathe out particles or aspects of your old self that is not filled with love, or with light. No judgment, no criticism. Those aspects of your personality are to just be extinguished. Again, no judgment, no criticism. This is to begin to make room for the God of your being to completely move into you. And you might be breathing out worry or ill health or future fears or current fears. You might be breathing out a lack of trust, a controlling nature, a pessimistic attitude, or even a depressed state. Just breathe it out consciously and gratefully. And it's really, really important that this become an everyday practice for you, conscious breathing with a definite purpose, God in, old self out. And you will become more confident with this practice and love for yourself the more that you do practice it. So for now, we set the intention and we take the action. So if you will, I invite you to just close your eyes and take a normal breath, conscious of being conscious of your breath. Now I invite you to take a deep, conscious, and steady breath of God in and hold it for 3 counts. And then breathe a part of the old you out that you no longer choose for yourself. Literally feel a part of you that doesn't belong with you any longer leaving. And if you need to take that breath again intentionally, then do that. Just connect. I invite you to take another deep, conscious, and steady breath of God in and see that energy filling every cell in your body with light. Hold it for 3 counts and breathe out any tension that doesn't belong to you any longer. Tension is an old third dimensional pattern connected to the future thought born of the third dimensional mind. Let it go. God, the divine, Buddha, will handle everything from here until you can neutralize and materialize differently for yourself. So let that tension that doesn't belong to you any longer go. Please take another breath of God with your hand over your heart, into your heart. Hold it for three counts. And breathe out any heavy energies that have found their way into your heart. Let them go. All of those energies belong to an experience that will pass if you let it. Heavy energies in your heart don't belong there any longer. They belong to the past. Let them go. And breathe them into the vast space of the universe, allowing them to be transmuted. Becoming God in form is light, not heavy. And anytime you feel heaviness, use your breath and let it go. Let's try that one more time. Take a breath of God into your heart. Hold it for three counts. And breathe out any heavy energies that have found their way into your heart. Anytime you feel heaviness, use your breath with hand over heart and let it go. Give it up and get it out. You don't want to take any heavy energies into the new cycle we are entering into and into your new expression of life as God in human form. You will notice life will change rapidly and you will expand exponentially the quicker you release that which is heavy and lifeless from your heart. Your heart is ready to only beat in rhythm and harmony to the heart of God. And it is now time for all of humanity to trust and let go and allow the heart and the mind of God to overlay the old and worn out human mind and human heart. And if you will please take one more breath of God into the center of your heart, hold it, and now breathe out a circle of God around every being on this call. Let each person feel the God of your being surrounding them in love and in light, for they will. If your intention and your focus is present. And let's just do one last breath of love and light into the center of your heart. Hold it for a moment. And now breathe that breath in a circle of love and of light around yourself. And just notice how you feel. Notice your vibration now. Notice your mind now. Notice your feeling body now. Notice the love. Feel the peace and the calm that comes with your breath, the breath of God, the transformational breath of God. And if you will please place your right hand over your heart, I invite you to hold your attention on the following invocation that is spoken into your current consciousness. Take a breath. From the light of God that I am, and from the power and the love of God that I am, I intend that my body, my mind, and my spirit on all levels of my creation take on the living expression of God in form. I ask and I intend to make space through conscious action to interweave and merge with you, dear God, to allow you to interweave and merge more fully into my being. Soon we will merge in one unified field as one God, one soul group on a new planet of Earth. I am willing to accept the responsibility of daily actions that will activate the crystalline essence of you, dear God, inside of my DNA. I am willing to accept the crystalline energy of reconfigured and expanded light and love through every action I take, every word that I speak, and every thought I have to make room inside of me for you. I will not stop nor impede this process from this day forward. It is my intention by my actions to live as I was meant to live from the moment I took on form and came to planet Earth. I am willing to strip down all of my inauthentic human nature in order to become divine. I shall from this day forth honor my intentions, and I shall practice the presence of you as me. I am willing to open the halls of my mind and heart and release all imprisoned memories and stories to make room for my new reality to be born. I surrender at the deepest level of my being in faith, in trust, in gratitude, as a true me is born at last. I believe in infinite possibilities and potentials for myself. The physical world has contained only a small portion of who I am, and I am now ready to enter the realms of the infinite, your world, dear God. My intention and my commitment is to make ready the soil of my being and to grow the seeds of my divine self. My bounty is assured, and so it is, and so I let it be. Please take a breath of God in. Hold it for 3 counts, and breathe any self-doubt out. And just take a normal breath, coming back to the present moment, containing and remaining in your state of calm and presence, peace and love, harmonious with every person on this call, harmonious with every sentient being on this planet, harmonious with yourself.
Wow, that was so beautiful and powerful, Maureen. I feel such a profound sense of internal peace. It's like a blanket of love. Every time I hear you, I feel so nurtured and safe. Mm. I also feel very balanced and in razor sharp focus. Mm. Of what I'm about to experience in this next hour. It's a lucid and clear feeling,
mm-hmm.
and a real empowerment mm-hmm. as I take a stand for who I am and my purpose in this world.
That's perfect. And when we're single-focused, that's what happens. That's what happens. The reason we scatter our vibrations and we densify is because our third-dimensional minds on a they're in so many places that we leak out our vibrations, our energies. We become foggy. We become scattered. And when we do just what we did, and we did maybe a little bit longer version, but just stopping for 2 minutes, an hour, and breathing God in and breathing the old parts of yourself out in such a conscious, connected way will change everything and allow everyone's vibration to not only just rise up, but to hold up. Because the only way that we can reach the fifth dimension is by stabilizing our vibrational field in the fourth dimension first. And then it can rise up and take hold in the fifth dimension.
Incredible wisdom. Thank you, Maureen.
You're very welcome.
Well, I would like to move on to one of our listeners' questions. Miranda asks, as we are going through this incredible shift every day, is part of us there and part here? I've felt so unbalanced and have many incredible dreams of levitating, talking with unknown kind beings that don't talk, but I understand them, walking through places of immense color. When I wake up, I feel like I've traveled all night. I've never had this before. It is confusing for sure.
Well, Miranda, remember that we are multidimensional beings. And what happened for 26,000 years is that we finited ourselves. We agreed to finite ourselves so that we could come back to the infinite of ourselves, the truth of ourselves. And so when you say a part of you feels like you're here and a part of you feels like you're there, in truth, that is true. Because even when I do invocations, I will call forth all of my bodies on all levels of my creation, because we know that this is such an infinitesimal piece of who we are. And what you're doing, darling heart, is that you're awakening and you're experiencing your expanded infinite self. You're just energetically, I'm seeing like a big crack in cement, and you just come up, chills, you just come right up through the cracks, and you're experiencing all of who you are now, or you're beginning to experience all of who you are now. And that's what a lot of people are feeling, very unbalanced for a number of reasons, and that's certainly one of them. There's nothing to worry about. Just embrace it. Allow it, be grateful for it, and let every one of the angels, guides, and teachers of your being and the God of your being know how grateful that you are. And if it feels too intense at times, ask them to step it back just a little bit, and they will.
Thank you. Jackie from the UK says, Maureen, for those of us who have only discovered your wonderful work quite recently and were not with you through the original transmissions of Birthing the Heart and Mind of God, are we still able to receive the ascension that you described, despite us not having been aware of the qualities that we needed to hold through the 11-11-11 portal and other key dates? Is there a, quote, time limit on when we can move to the fifth dimension?
That's a great question. Everybody's going to move sooner or later. To go back to the first part of your question, Birthing the Heart and Mind of God was taught in 2011 for 1 year. And the CDs are available on my website, all of them. They're all embedded with energy. And anytime anybody hears anything that has to do on there with the 11-11 portal, you would also notice that I carry that through the 12-12-12 portal, and the 1224 portal. And there's a new class that starts next month called Living as God, the Experiential Journey. And you can find out more about that on my website as well. I will tell you and remind you all that all of us are going to make an ascension. Some of us will make it sooner. Some will put a hand out and help the next wave come through. And so it's not like we're off to a race, so to speak. However, the energies are going to shift dramatically at the close of this cycle. And when we begin 2013, we're going to be beginning it on a brand new ascended planet. I mean, we live on the most extraordinary planet, who has literally put herself to sleep for almost the entire 26,000 years to gain consciousness. It's kind of a long story, and I don't want to get into that, but to gain consciousness while she was asleep for her own ascension. She woke up last year on the 11-11-11, and she will rise up into her new skin of energy on the 12-12-12. So, and she will be in alignment with the great central sun, which feeds her, and her entire vibration. Not only is we're in the midst of her shifting, which is what we're feeling now, there will be a massive, massive, massive shift on the 12-12-12, which is why it's important for us, all of us right now, to move as far along the path of our own ascension as we possibly can, to deposit what no longer serves us as third-dimensional human beings. Soon, you're just going to be hearing about fifth-dimensional human beings, because the third-dimensional human is becoming very archaic, and it will not be supported in the same manner as we are being supported now by the energies that are just pulsing and impulsing and weaving and interweaving, not only with the planet, but our very own physical bodies now, and are pushing everything that no longer serves us to the very surface out of love for us, for giving us love, so that as many of us as possible can prepare for really one of the greatest moments that we will ever experience in human form. And that is the ending of the cycle and the beginning of the new. And it is the beginning of living as gods, experientially actualizing it, not intellectualizing it, because you can't know God as an intellectual experience. It's absolutely impossible. We have to actualize being as God. And we're going to have that chance now to really be supported. I mean, when we came to this planet, we said we'd come, we'd put on blindfolds, we'd go into negative force fields, and we'd stay asleep for eons and eons and eons of time. And every one of us on this call have been in human form a minimum of 300 times. Never has there been a species, and never has a planet hosted so many soul groups, the human soul group, the elemental soul group, the animal soul group, at one time to make this incredible ascension. And so for me, I say the more you can become who you really are now, the more supported you will be by this universe, this planet, and by the God of your being than at any other time for many thousands of years to come. But know this, and worry not, everybody will ascend. That was the planet's plan always. And she said that she would do whatever she had to host not only all of these soul groups at once, which has never happened on any planet at any time ever, but she would take us all with her. Now, how much can we love Mother Earth?
That's profound.
It is, actually. The largesse of that story really is profound.
John says, "Thank you, Maureen. God speaks through you. I am loved, and I am enough."
Indeed.
Carol says, "I have the deepest gratitude for the universal service of Dr. Anna and Maureen Moss. I feel both of you, oh, that's so sweet. I feel both of you exemplify the best of our species, living, loving lights to shine the way. Maureen, I love our human species, one with one. Collectively, I choose to perceive my species to be acting to their own detriment. Please address to me this apparent quandary. Thank you very much, with love and deep appreciation."
Well, thank you for your lovely words. Thank you. And I'm going to make the answer to this very simple. Stop judging. You have, none of us have any idea. As Neil Donald Walsh said when he wrote, I think, the first Conversations with God books, God has sent us nothing but angels. And what we call bad, we know nothing about. What we think is being destructive, we don't know the reasons. We don't know the soul contracts. We don't know all the things that if we were reading the fine print on everybody's contracts before they came here, we would see that every single piece of every single one of us fits together to form this most unique and divine soul called the human species. So just allow yourself to love, just love everyone, no separation. This is now moving into the template of oneness, and judging anybody, judging yourself only breaches your ability to stay and hold that vibration of oneness, of divinity, of love and of light. And if you remember, God chose to have the experience of all things, not distinguishing this is good, this is bad. You know, there's a story about Archangel Michael and Lucifer, and they both shared the same space with the light of God at the same time, and one had to choose to be the one they call Lucifer, or the devil, and one chose the job of Archangel Michael. There is no difference. There's just a big job description that is different. But they are both serving.
I could really feel your words in my heart. Thank you for offering that wisdom and that perspective.
You're welcome.
Well, before we move forward with more of our dear listeners' questions, Maureen, I would love to take this opportunity to share once again with everyone how they can connect more deeply with your amazing and transformative work. And you have an exceptional offer that's exclusively for our listeners of the Self-Worth Summit. And I just want to let everyone know that if you click on the special offer button below Maureen's picture, or you can go to the webpage selfworthsummit.com/Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, where you will be taken to Maureen's beautiful offer page. And this amazing experience is just for us. It's beginning on Monday, it's right around the corner, beginning on Monday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. It's a three-night experiential workshop that Maureen is offering, and it's something that she's not going to offer again. It's truly a rare and golden opportunity. It's your chance to take your life to the next level and to align your inner vibration in a beautifully focused way, ultimately so that you are fully self-realized and free. And I know that you might have heard the phrase before, this will take your life to the next level, but really this will. I mean, this, what Maureen's offering, it's the real deal. And it will upgrade you to your highest potential, and it will nourish and bathe you in light for yourself and all of humanity as you heal yourself and really let go of the old story and worn-out version that no longer serves you. So I just I offer you to take advantage of this opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform your very being and your essence from the inside out. And Maureen is going to fully guide and take care of you from beginning to end. And it's, as I said before, it's a 3-night experiential workshop. It also includes 4 more months of support to follow. And it is just jam-packed with all kinds of life-changing tools and processes and activations and transmissions and clearings to just cut to the core of emotional and mental and energetic blockages, to break your heart wide open and expand into your divine self. And I really believe in Maureen with all my heart and her sacred gift to raise you to a higher consciousness and access your divine purpose. And I don't say this lightly, that chances like this experience with Maureen, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to move into a new creation of yourself. And it also includes 6 bonus audios to further support your journey of transformation. And I know I've talked to Maureen, and she has just put so much love and dedication into this very special offer. It's truly an adventure and journey for your soul. And I'm going to be there, too, because I, too, need a masterful guide to help me navigate my personal journey of evolution. And Maureen Moss is it. I mean, she is tuned in to the ascended masters and the archangelic realm and the councils from the higher realms of consciousness to assist you in your ascension. I mean, how does it get any better than that? So I invite you to strongly consider this incredible investment in yourself. And I also just want to mention that if you do feel so moved to make this investment, that you really need to sign up for Maureen's workshop as soon as possible. All of the pertinent information about it is going to be sent out, and I want to make sure that you receive it. So again, to connect, if you'd like to connect more deeply with Maureen's powerful work and this exclusive experience that Maureen is providing just for us listening to the Self-Worth Summit, it will be a special intimate group, just you and Maureen gathering in sacred space. And if you click on the special offer button on the live event page or the replay page, and you can also go to selfworthsummit.com/Maureen, where you will be taken directly to Maureen's exclusive page, where you can read more about her incredible program and how it can make the most powerful shift and change that you've been waiting for.
Thank you.
So do you want to add anything, Maureen?
You know, I was listening to you speak, the words that you were speaking, and I thank you very much for those words. And I do want to say this, and I've said this many times, and it's not something that some people like me to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. You know, I, for one, am a guide. That's what I was put on this earth to do and to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it for over 3 decades. But what I know for sure is this, that we are all responsible for our own transformation. There is not one person that can take the divine task of moving you from your human nature to your divine nature greater than you can. I have always said to people, I'm like this big flashlight, you know, and I flash the light. I shine the light in the shadows, and I activate people to move through doorways so that they can step into their greater selves. And so it's always been, in my humble opinion, my job to do my part, my cast and crew, God and the masters and the angels and the guides that have worked with me for decades now to do their part, and for every person that takes any of my classes at any time, for them to do their part. And if we all do our parts, we will meet with success unparalleled. But if someone doesn't really do their part, then it's just like, you know, you can make this great pie, but if you don't put it in the oven, it's not going to cook. And like a butterfly, it cannot become that which it is without all the stages that it goes through, and particularly building strength from the inside out. And the butterfly has long been one of my muses, and if not the biggest muse. And so I only say that because I truly believe that my part is my part, and I will do it, and I will do it at full blast and full volume, and your part is your part. And that's really important for me to say, because I'm not promising anybody a magic wand. And if you get activated by me and I lead you through transformations and I lead you to discard parts of yourself, et cetera, et cetera, what you do with that after I give you the recipe, or I do whatever it is that I do that I'm guided to do, then it won't work. And one of the things that was so important in birthing the heart and mind of God that was last year was when Spirit came to me and downloaded me that I was to teach this 9-month class. And I said, really? I don't even know what I would say for 9 months. And what came back to me is, it's not what you have to say, it's what I have to say, and I'm asking you to be the messenger and put it out there. And what happened is that all these amazing beings, world from Dubai to Detroit, decided to take this class and then didn't want to stop at 9 months, took it to a year, because they're on such a solid roll of transformation. So I just had to say that. I had to say that. In all honesty, in all humility, in all integrity, I had to say that.
Thank you.
And I hope I can be your guide.
Thank you. And it was very well said. And butterflies are my muse, too.
Don't we love butterflies and ladybugs and dragonflies? So many, so many of God's creations to love.
Yes, indeed. Well, Maureen, can you provide us some more of your valuable time to answer some more of our listeners' live questions?
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay. Wonderful. Cheryl from Toronto says, thank you for your time, Maureen. Can you tell me how I might recognize that a shift is, in fact, taking place within me?
You can't not know it. You can't not know it if you're paying attention to yourself and not being distracted by the world external and not letting other people any longer impose upon you who you are, and you're just paying attention to you, you will feel the density coming off of you. You will feel and notice your own shift in response toward something. I was with some people, friends of mine recently. They were in town, and I hadn't seen them in a while, and they said, you know, you seem different, and you look good, and you know, what's going on? And I said, you know, there's just a sense of well-being. And I said that with my own knowing that we all are working very hard to bring the goldenness of the magnificence of who we are to the surface. And when we do this, we can feel for ourselves. You know, we're so used to thinking about ourselves. We're so used to criticizing ourselves. We're so used to comparing ourselves and judging ourselves. But if you're just quiet and you notice, it's like, wow, that whole piece just came off of me. Wow, I didn't even respond the way I used to respond to that. That doesn't mean the same to me that it did before. You know, no one knows you better than you, darling heart. No one. And the quieter you become, the more stillness you allow yourself to have, the greater will be your awareness of your own magnificent awakening.
Janie from Ontario, Canada says, hi there, Maureen. You use words such as, it's the only way to get from fourth to fifth. Does this mean for those who don't know how won't make it? Thanking you in advance.
Thank you for that question. let me give you a brief description of the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, for bandwidth of energy, as I usually call it, is not a whole lot different than the third dimension, quite frankly, because it's still very mental in its construct. And there's three stratas, if you will, to it. And what connotates the move from the fourth dimension or fourth bandwidth of energy up to the fifth dimension or fifth bandwidth of energy is how you control your thoughts, how you steward your thoughts. The human mind has been in the lead since forever. And a lot of people start making all of this progress, and then the mental mind, which is fighting for its life, and the ego, fighting for its life, gets in there and starts to pull us back. We start to doubt ourselves. Then we start to get scared, and then we lose our faith, and we lose our trust, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm in this void, and I'm getting really scared, and I'm going to grasp and claw and create and do and all this in the world external, and boom, you slide down the pole of the fourth dimension. So you're not holding, and when I say you, I'm talking about any one of us. One can't hold themselves. You know, this is what Spirit said to me just before I started teaching Birthing the Heart and Mind of God for a year, was that human beings need to be held in a stabilized field of energy long enough for real change to occur. And I thought, wow, that's really good. And then I could understand why I was asked to teach. And every time I teach a full class, it's why it's such a length of time, with the next one being for 6 months. So it's likened to the fourth dimension. If we cannot stabilize our thoughts for long enough in that third or upper strata of the fourth dimension, we can't then make that leap. It's hard to make that leap. It's really not really possible to make that leap into the higher frequency, into the higher vibration, into the higher bandwidth of energy, because we're leaking. We're not holding it. So it's really important to hold everyone, to hold ourselves in this stabilized field of energy for long enough for real change to occur. And those are Spirit's words. Those are the words of the divine. And I can say is that makes perfect sense to me. And I can see it happening. I can see how the shift really gets made. And it's by being this amazing steward of your thoughts, of your words, of your deeds, of your actions, creating a safe harbor around yourself and not letting any stray thoughts come in. You can notice them. You can acknowledge them. Thank you very much. I am not going to take anything further from your bin of information. Or as oftentimes I say, don't touch that thought with another thought. Just have it and let it go. Have it and let it go. So hopefully that makes a little bit more sense.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You bet.
Margaret from Bath, England says, wonderful, so peaceful yet dynamic. Thank you for the focus and the conscious connection. Thank you, Anna and Maureen. Bless you both. Mm. And Kathy from Phoenix says, thank you both for your powerful work. I look forward to the upcoming workshop next week with Maureen. And Dr. Anna, this has been an amazing journey. I'm going to miss joining you at 5 p.m. during the week. Oh, I already miss and love all of you so much, and I mean that. Margo from Albuquerque says, how do we get to the Golden Temple in our everyday life?
Well, that's a part of my class. It's a journey. When I teach my full classes, I take people on many journeys, and we kind of jump timelines. And it's not a question that I can answer here. It's actually a process. So that's if you have the Birthing the Heart and Mind of God CDs, you'll go there, and you'll go several other places more than once. That's that's the best way I can answer it. Otherwise, we're going to be on the phone for quite a while. And I think we broke all records last time.
We did. We have, this is an interesting and beautiful name, Sala Matu from New York, says, thank you, Maureen, for all that you gift us. I am on the brink of financial disaster as I just began to really listen, love, and trust myself and my God self. How do we ascend without being destroyed on the physical plane? Thank you.
You won't be destroyed, honey, on the physical plane. The parts of yourself that have to die off, all of us, they have to die off. The institutions that are man-made institutions of the third dimension that only served as a polarity and to help set up this dual-natured, polarity-driven dimension, which also means the densified, finite, appearing to be finite human being. Just let it go. Whatever is going to die, let it go. You're not going to die off. It's just like, you know, a part of us dies off, but what comes up is brand new. Look what happens in the birth of a butterfly, right? Something's got to melt down in order for the butterfly to fly free. And the butterfly can't fly free if a cocoon is hanging on one of its wings. So let it go. You will be fine. I promise you that. It's always been part of the plan. And believe me, we are all being so watched over right now. If we could only see, each of us, how many beings of light are flanking us, supporting us, holding us. Oh, it chills going through me so much. That you don't even have to give that a worry. The thing that I offer the most is don't resist anything. Don't resist anything. Don't claim anything from that precious mouth of yours or mind of yours that is untrue as an infinite being of God, as a God in form. Let all resistances go. You will be fine. And that's the scary part for human beings, because we're so used to controlling everything and knowing everything. And I remember when people used to say, well, do you have a 10-year plan? Do you have a 5-year plan? I remember back in the day saying, no, I don't, and I don't want one. You know, I can't even imagine my mind making something or some plan that's way out there that has nothing to do with way right now. You know, whatever will be, will be. I'm here now. This is a moment I'm in. This is what I'm doing now. And whatever next will be next. Now, I'm sounding a little bit cavalier. And let me tell you, I struggled. I suffered. I burned up in about 3,000 fires. And I begged God for mercy day after day and year after year. Trust me, I did. I used to think I was Job reincarnated, actually. But the truth is that nobody's going to die off, unless it's part of the soul contract that, you know, when we come in, you know, we also have an exit strategy, too. But in this ascension, not to worry. You'll be fine. Resist nothing. And let the old self that no longer serves you die off.
The hairs stood up on the back of my neck. When you shared that, that was very powerful.
Very true.
Serena from Canada says, Maureen, whenever I hear your voice, I feel loved and taken care of, and my concerns and doubts are melting away. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, thank you from mine as well. What a lovely thing to say, and I deeply, deeply appreciate that. Thank you.
Cheryl from Toronto, who sent a question in earlier, says, may I add that I have been feeling great peace and happiness at times and real turmoil that doesn't seem to be attached to any particular event. Is this an indication that I am shifting?
Yes, and so have I. Let me tell you, as I said, none of us are exempt, and the energies are so profound, and the solar flares are so profound, and we're all going through it. Beloved, we're all going through it at different times, in different ways, in different places, and the more, this is why it's so important to stabilize ourselves, hold ourselves in a stabilized frequency field for as long as possible, and to really make nothing else a greater priority than that, because this is a time where there is, you know, we're at the end of the year with a dragon on top of it. There will be some more fire breathing. There will be some more shaking, rattling, and rolling with our very own natures. And it's just important to know that you're not alone, and it's happening. I'll say this really quickly, is one day I woke up and I didn't even have both of my eyes opened yet, and I could just feel something was off. I knew I was off, and I said, something's going on this planet. I don't know what, but something is. And I quickly got two phone calls in a row from friends of mine that said, Maureen, what's going on the planet? I said, I have no idea, but something's going on. And I had then gone to my computer, opened my email, and somebody had sent me an email to let me know that 30 solar flares had gone off. And now, how we're subject to all of this energy going on now. So don't judge yourself for it. Don't concern yourself by it. However, the more you can stay in stillness, the more you can be in nature. Nature is such a transmuter. The more you can nurture yourself and be in water, even if it's in the bathtub, do for yourself what you would do for your greatest lover. Do for yourself what you would do for your greatest lover, and it will be easier, and the storm will pass.
I just love that. I'm writing that down right now. Do for yourself what you would do for your greatest lover. What a beautiful reminder. We have Beth from Huntington Beach. I was just at Huntington Beach. And Beth says, I lost my only child 7 months ago suddenly, and it has knocked me down. Wanted to know your take on spirits who pass. She was an amazing 22-year-old, beautiful being. I've had some mistrust in God because she was taken. I have been on this path and really struggle that this happened. When we make this ascension, how or in what ways will connecting with our loved ones who passed be available?
Well, it's always, they're always available, and I'm going to just say this, and I've learned so much recently about our soul plans. We all have a soul plan, and your daughter had a plan, and you wouldn't know now what the contract is between yourself and your daughter, who has passed into just another state. And there is just so much to be said that we don't get, because we not only fell under the veils of forgetfulness, we threw more veils of forgetfulness over ourselves, and we have no clue, had no clue, what our soul contracts are. There are several books out there about soul plans, and Robert Schwartz actually is one who's written a couple of great books about, he actually worked with a few mediums on talking about a dozen or so different soul contracts, and I was actually reading through all of them because I was getting bits and pieces from all of them, and it was like, oh, that makes sense, I get that. So your daughter, darling heart, would not want you to be taken down by this. This really and truthfully was set up between the two of you, and more than ever, she would want you to get up, Mom. Get up, Mom. You've got an ascension to make, and I'm right here with you, and I'm helping you from this side because I can do it better from this side, and that's what I told you I would do before we both took on form.
Thank you. Margaret from England says, wow, when Maureen said, let the resistance go, I so felt it, profound. Will the fifth dimension world still have the structures that are currently here in third, or is that unimportant?
that it absolutely will not. There will be none of the negative force fields. There will be no interference from beings off planet. The energies are completely different. There will not be duality and polarity because we will have transcended that. But I would like you to hear those words. We will have transcended that. It's not like somebody's going to pick us up and go, okay, here you are. You're in the fifth dimension. All is well. We have to take ourselves there. We have to earn our way there. We have to transcend the very things that have kept us tethered for lifetime after lifetime, all the fears, all of the doubts, all of the lack of faith, and all of the lack of trust. I mean, seriously, for years upon years upon years and decades, I have said, we are heroes in a transition stage. We are living as heroes in a transition stage, and dear God, here it is 3 months from now. I mean, we're there. And what we have had to go through, what we agreed to go through as a species is beyond the beyond, and it's why so many of the beings of light and the angels and archangels never took on human form. They did not want to go through this. They did not. And the respect and the love that they hold for each and every one of you, for each and every one of us, is beyond the word love. It goes so far beyond that, the value, the respect, the imprints that we are leaving for every generation to come is just beyond. And the fifth dimension will have none of the strongholds on it that this third dimension had. Bless our precious hearts. Bless our precious hearts. So that's why evermore it's so important. You know, it's not about, I want to say this on, and I hope this will be all right. It's not enough, again, to intellectualize this shift. You know, we can listen to one person after another, after another, after another, after another, and we can buy 1,000 CDs and all of that. My suggestion to people has always been, pick two that you really, really resonate to, really resonate to. And it's not that you don't, you know, avail yourself of all the beautiful information and incredible wisdom and assistance that is on this planet. But what happens to so many humans, and I've seen this happen because so many of them become my clients, is that they have taken it all in mentally, but the mind is a tricky thing, the third dimensional mind, because it thinks if it hears something that it's actually gotten it. Well, it's nowhere near the heart. It's nowhere near the heart. We have to do the work so that we're embracing it. And so often I'll be working with a client, and they'll say, I'll be giving information that's coming through. And they'll say, oh, I know. And gently and lovingly, the guides say, no, you don't know. Because if you did know, there would not be another question about it. Knowing comes from the heart, not from the head. It's just a trick of the mind. So really choose wisely for yourself. You know, and not everybody's right for everybody. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. So-and-so's not right for everybody. That one's not right for everybody. Whoever you resonate with the strongest that can be a guide on earth for you, then delve deep into that person's work, if it's in your heart, and see how that changes everything for you. I mean, really changes, not intellectually changes, not amasses more knowledge, not gives you a quick tune-up and then you're back to where you were 3 days later, but really, really, really dive in with your full heart, and there's no time like the present. It's really important to do that. So I just kind of on that soapbox again, Anna.
It's incredible wisdom. Thank you. I always enjoy your soapboxes. So Far more than that, though. Would you offer the same advice for Shelley from the Portland area, who says, even though I pray and meditate and learn about spiritual growth, I keep going back to feeling scared, depressed, and hopeless about work, discrimination against women, and age, where I work, my partner being practical about money, and having fears of the future. I just can't seem to stay uplifted. Any thoughts or suggestions?
I had an answer. I mean, I was just quiet, letting the guides speak. What was the first part of that question, if I might ask again? Just the first, like, line.
Even though I pray and meditate and learn about spiritual growth.
Yeah. So what I heard one of my guides say is that, and then when everything else followed, there's a supplication rather than prayer. Prayer is often done incorrectly by we humans because we're begging for something to be different. And that's not what prayer is. Prayer is meant to unite us in oneness in a positive way, and thy will be done for the highest and the best good for my life. And what I sense for you, darling heart, is that you are not allowing yourself to be nourished by the positive, that you're not, that you haven't quite yet solidified your own pillar of light, standing solidly in the center of your being, grounded below you, grounded around you, and connected to the higher realms of consciousness, to your higher self, to your I am presence. And that's what will shift this for you. You, again, holding yourself in a stabilized field long enough for real change to occur. Put yourself in a situation that's going to hold you daily, 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 so that the rest of it, it's like having reverse mirrors. Everything else bounces off of it. And what may be practical to somebody else, God bless them. I mean, that's their version of practicality. That's not truth. You know, it's all about, you know, everything used to, well, let me put it this way, everything used to be about the world horizontal and how we do things practically in the world horizontal. It's not about that any longer. It's about vertical magic. It's about vertical magic. And it's about aligning upward and inward. And practical doesn't do that. Practical has no conception of vertical magic and internal connection.
Beautifully said. Margaret says, thank you, shivering with the truth of Maureen's words as she answered my question, tears in my eyes with relief. It has been so, so hard. Bless you, Maureen.
Mm. Mm. Well, I have chills for you.
Mm. Well, we are at the end of our time together, and I want to ask you, Maureen, do you have any parting words of wisdom for our dear listeners as we finally close this evening?
You know, I'm going to say somebody else's words. Somebody sent me something yesterday, and he was telling me about it over the phone. He had it in his office. I said, oh, my God, that's fantastic. Can you scan that and send it to me? So I'm going to leave everybody with this. And this is by Albert Einstein. And he said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Take a breath. So those are my parting words via Albert Einstein, and I think they're brilliant, and it really, really kind of encapsulates really everything that we've been talking about. And just know you're loved. Know you're loved. Know you're loved. That's my parting words. I bless you all. Thank you for joining and being a part tonight. And I just wish you all the blessings that your heart can hold and all the best for you, your family, your friends, your loved ones. Namaste.
Maureen, I want to thank you so much for yet another sacred experience together. This is a dream of mine to be on a call together with you, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for who you are and your loving presence. And every time I talk to you, I feel closer to God, like everything's going to be okay and all is well. It's a privilege to walk this path with you, and it feels destined having you here with us right now. It's all part of the divine plan.
Well,
so thank you.
You're welcome, and I feel the same with you. And I think we felt that from the very beginning when we first spoke. And I am honored to be a part of anything that you're doing, and being a part of, and the light that you bring to this world, and the light that you are. Such a beautiful, precious gift to this planet. And I thank you for being part of my life as well.
You're so welcome. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
If you know of anyone who can benefit from this incredible information, just invite them to selfworthsummit.com, and then they can receive all of the final updates before the Self Worth Summit comes to a close and have the opportunity to hear the 48-hour replay of this very valuable bonus Q&A seminar with Maureen Moss. And I invite you to spread the love and like us on Facebook, tweet about us, and pay this wisdom forward to anyone and everyone that you care about. I want to leave you by saying that I want you to know that you are very special and unique to do this kind of work. And not many people look inside themselves and ask, what can I do to change? There's actually a small percentage. I think it's something like 1% of people that actually reach a true state of self-enlightenment. And so you are in a minority here, and I just want you to know how amazing you are and so much stronger than you may believe. Within you lies this powerhouse of unlimited potential. It's like being a homeless person on the street who doesn't realize they have $1 million in the bank. And I want you to claim the truth of who you are and the power that you have inside. Because the more you become self-aware and wake up to what Tony Robbins calls the sleeping giant, that great person that you are. It's like Michelangelo, who said David was already there perfect, there in the marble. He just had to chip away the parts that didn't belong. Well, your magnificence is right there inside of you. And the Self-Worth Summit and Maureen is here to chip away any layers of doubt, fear, and untapped potential, because the truth is you are already a masterpiece. And so until we meet again, my dear, dear friend, I wish you miracles, I hold you in my heart, and I love you for who you are. And I look forward to connecting again soon. God bless. Good night, everyone.